FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Pearman. You're listening to the Pearman Presentation. And oh, welcome. I got so many shows for y'all. Y'all think that y'all just chilling right now. Oh, class is coming up. Oh, it's like, oh, it's a big, big situation. You know what I mean? Some of y'all got, you know, some of y'all got action this weekend, but no, when you show up for class, it doesn't matter how much action you got because the action of the tests and quizzes, you can't just put something on protection for that. You gotta go in and study. You can't, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? But I still got, you know what I mean? But that's what I'm here for. I'm preparing y'all for the test. Especially, you know, y'all gotta get ready. Y'all gotta study. This is a game plan for y'all. Y'all think that you can just go in there. But no, I got y'all today. Because we have such a great show tonight. I'm gonna talk about so many amazing things. You know conflict resolution. You know bird is the word and bass is the drum. And get ready because you're about to have a load of fun. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, you ready, Charlie? I'm so excited. You ready?
Let's go, Larry.
Oh, let's get it popping. You know what I mean? But, you know, the first thing I wanted to tell y'all about is, you know, I just said a little poem. You know what I mean? You know, it's just a poem. You know, that's me. And that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. I want to talk to y'all about the dining hall poems. I'm not talking about the chicken and the egg. I'm not talking, you know, like I don't want y'all to go in the upper tomorrow and look at the people and be like, yo, it's chicken and they gave the egg. Oh, I'm so excited. It's upper food. Oh, that's not the attitude because y'all got to think about things. Y'all can't just go in there and think that the chicken became for the egg because the egg sometimes comes before the chicken and then the egg and the chicken. You know what I mean? That's called philosophy. That's called econ. That's called, is the buyer going to sell my egg or am I going to have to get myself a chicken? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's what you got to think about because, you know, I'm not talking about your dining hall. I'm talking about when you sit down in your own dining room and you look in your parents in the eyes and they ask you what you're gonna do with your life. And this is not the time to tell them your plans to become a porn star. No matter how much fun it sounds, and believe me, it sounds so much fun. But it's a fun experience. But when you tell them that, it's only because you want to explore. You know, you want to live your life. You know, the way that they taught you. You know what I mean? Because if you tell them that you want to be a porn star, you might not get the most positive response. Like, it's just how it is. Like, they might be like, yo, but you know what? You tell them what you want to do. If that's what you want to do, you go in, do it. It's what you want to do. That's your life. You know what I mean? Because you do what you want to do. You explore and live your life. You know, if being a porn star, if that's what it means to you, you go do that. Because like your parents always said, explore and live the way they always wanted you to do. That's what, you know, some people did. That's what, you know, you should do. Just tell them that you want to explore and do what you want to do. It will always get a negative response, which is cool because the thing is, you really want to do, you know what, you really want to become a magic school bus, you know what I mean? You tell them about your life missions and you become the magic school bus. Like, I need you to zoom, like, yo, we zooming, oh, it's a magic show while we're on the school bus, let's go on a ride. But it's like, yo, you in college, you know, you got work to do, you know, take it slow. But no, it's date night, I want a date, I want action tonight, no, I'm ready for marriage, I'm getting married, I'm zooming. But no, like you're on a school bus, it's because you're just ready to zoom, but you know what, your zoom time, let's go, oh, but you know what I mean, you know, you're not ready for love, you know, because love is complicated, and you know, you're zooming on the loop-de-loop, you think that you're just Mario Kart and Princess Peach, and this is your Disney Channel, oh, I see you, you riding, but no, it's a magic school bus. Now, I need y'all to take a look, because magic school bus, there are just so many interesting things about it. In fact, just listen to a little magic school bus for a second. I want y'all to really take it in.
Seatbelts, everyone! Please let this be a normal field trip. With a friend?
No way!
Cruising on that main street, you're relaxed and feeling good. Next thing that you know, you'll see it.
The bus in my neighborhood.
Surfing on a sound wave. Swinging through the stars.
Yeah.
Take a left at your Manhattan. Take your
I'm on the magic school bus.
Make a plane, don't you?
I'm on magic school bus.
Drop the river of lava.
I'm on magic school bus.
Such a fine thing to do. So strap your bones right to the seat. Come on in and don't be shy.
Come on.
Just to make your day complete. You might get baked into a pie.
On the magic school bus.
Step inside, it's a wild ride. Come on,
ride on.
oh, we on the school bus, oh, we riding, oh, we were just there, we on the magic school bus. Yeah, because you're trying, you know what I mean? You try to get baked into a pie like on the magic school bus. Yeah, you try to get baked. Yeah, no, you got class tomorrow. Yeah, but you try to get baked, though. You know, that might be the move. But no, you can't just get baked every day because you got to be the baking ingredient. Because if you want to get baked, like, you have to bake yourself into the pie. I need you to be the pie. I need you to be the baked substance you put into the pie, because that is how you become your own magic school bus. You know, you control your destiny. You control your own path. You are the porn star. You do what you want to do. You know what I mean? You know, you're on a path. You know, Charlie has had so much fun riding in his magic school bus. I just wanted to ask him, because he's, you know, he's not just a magic school bus. He's an engineer.
I am.
Okay, Charlie. Oh, you try to get fancy on here. Tinder profile engineer. Oh, swipe right. It's engineer. You know what I mean? But, you know, Charlie, you're such an amazing, you know, school bus rider. You know, I wanted to ask you, what's it like to ride on your magic school bus?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say.
Oh, he said it's hard to say.
It's hard to say.
Okay. Ooh.
Because as I'm an engineer, right?
Passionate.
I know a lot about the magic school bus.
Ooh, yeah, because you build them. That's class for you. It's like, exactly. Let's build it. Yo, yep. Professor, you try to ride my magic school bus? Yeah, it's magic. You know what I mean? Because you build it. You make a magic school bus and you build it. What's it like to build a magic school bus?
Well, it takes a lot. All right, let me tell you.
Whoa!
It takes a lot.
This is groundbreaking.
A lot of, like, materials, you know.
This is groundbreaking information.
You know, you got to cat it.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're bringing out the fancy design tools.
You know, these are things that Socrates and Aristotle, they didn't even, like, do these things. How are you able to do a magic school bus when people like Aristotle don't even know what a magic school bus is?
Because the magic school bus can take you to Aristotle, I'm telling you.
I see what you mean.
So you can tell Aristotle yourself all about your magic school
bus. Oh, I will. You know what I mean? Especially, you know, I took...
And I know you would love to, Larry.
Yeah, you know...
You would love to tell Aristotle.
I would love to, you know, especially as, you know, somebody...
For anyone listening out there, Larry's a big Aristotle fan.
Yeah, you know the vibes. I mean, you know, you take the Constitution class and you become the Constitution. You know, that's the vibe. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, you know, you take philosophy, you become Aristotle.
What do you think Aristotle would think about a magic school bus?
Oh, Aristotle. You know, Aristotle is like the Socrates of the Julius Caesar. Sometimes he just likes to talk. And I'm like, yo, why are you talking so much in the textbook? Like, can I say something? Like, come on now.
Like, come on. That's terrible.
It's my turn. Like, stop being so selfish. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's pretty selfish.
It's very selfish because...
So he would like... He wouldn't like the magic
school bus. No, because the magic school bus is, you know, your own thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the times, these textbooks are about people just trying to talk. But when do you ever get to talk into those textbooks?
Right. You need some dialogue, too.
Like, before...
It's a two-way conversation.
Exactly. Like, before I became the Constitution, I had to take Gov 101. But I had to listen to what the Constitution was telling me. But sometimes, I just wanted to write in the Constitution myself. And I tried that at the museum. Long story short, they do not like it. They kick me out right away. The alarms were going off. They were like, no, you can't do that. And I was like, why can't I be my own magic school bus? Sometimes I feel like the world doesn't want me to be my own magic school bus.
Sometimes I don't understand why.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Like, and it's like, yo, like whenever like the alarms go off, like, you know what I mean? Whenever you try to rewrite something, the school bus, it just breaks down and people are like, yo, wheels are off. We gotta stop. Oh, you know what I mean?
You gotta slow it down. Take a minute.
Yeah. It's like, yo, I don't need to fill up for gas. I just need to write in the Constitution.
Exactly.
Like, it's for the people, right?
It is for the people.
But when the people don't get a say, it's like, yo,
it's my turn to write. Exactly.
Like, they got their turn. Let me have
my
turn.
If it's for us, let me put some input in it.
That is not fair, because I feel like it was our turn a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because it's like, and I feel that in class sometimes. Like, sometimes I want to get taught, and other times I want to teach. And it's like, yo, when I get in front of the class, and I'm like, I'm ready to teach. It's my turn. And teacher's like, no, you got to sit down. No, you're playing. And I'm like, ooh, bro, fancy. Ooh, academy. Oh, you know, like, it's all about learning new perspectives. Like,
exactly.
Let's hear my perspective.
Let's hear it. You tell me.
I just want to ride a magic school bus.
That's the end.
You know,
like, that's the moral of the story here.
That's just the point. You know what I mean? You're on the magic school bus. It's like, whoa, accident, we got to slow down. Oh.
You know what I mean?
It's exactly. Like,
you know, Dora has a lot of interesting things. I want to include
Do you think
her.
She would have a magic school bus?
Would Dora have a magic school bus?
Maybe it'll
You know, there are so many fun sing-along. You know, but I learned a lot from the philosophy of Nick cartoons and Nick Jr. I really want to see what Dora has to say. Let's see what Dora wants to add to the magic school bus.
And get to the sing-along party and use our microphone to invite all our friends. Let's go!
What am I gonna do? Gotta go to the magic school bus. I create the old path. I love how Dora's just able to create her own magic school bus. It's just things like that that just make my day. Round and round, round and round, go round and round. I know this one. I know it. I got the answer. Oh, it's my magic school bus now. Magic school bus. Oh, I'm so excited. It's like class. We're ready for class. It's a Monday. Oh, no, I don't have my work done, but it's okay because, you know, you're on your own path that you created because that is life. That is love. And sometimes I just get my heart broken, but it's cool. Like this weekend, like, you know what I mean? Like, have you ever just texted somebody and they don't text back? It's like, yo, you did the cardinal said you didn't text back. Do you like me? Oh, I'm so scared. I'm nervous. What am I going to do when they pair us up in class? You know what I mean? Because that's going to happen tomorrow. Ooh, a little bit nervous about that. Ooh, but we're going to see what happens. You know what I mean? Like, Charlie, has that ever happened to you where, you know, you're on a roller coaster and you know that you are on the right path, but you fall off it?
I mean, well, I am personally not a fan of roller coasters.
No, they're scary.
They are scary. I don't trust them.
No.
I don't trust them.
No, it's like love. You can't trust them.
You really can't. Yeah. But to get back to your point of falling off of the roller coaster, how about you?
You know what I mean? When I fall off the water coaster, it's like, whoa, it's water. It's coming down.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's coming down. It's all over me. It's like the shower time. You know what I mean? You're in the shower. You're taking it.
It just reminded you of the shower.
Yeah, because you know what I mean? You're singing. You know, you're on your path. You know what I mean?
I have heard you sing in the shower.
Yeah, you know me. I'm in the shower. Like, okay. Ooh, you know the vibes. You know the vibes. It's shower time. Yep. Oh, I'm showering. Oh, get that soapy soap. Oh, scrub-a-dub-dub, you know?
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
Scrub-a-dub-dub. Put it all over your tummy. Scrub-dub-dub. Dub-dub-dub. Dub-dub. Oh, you know what I mean? I was a rapper back in the day, but now I'm a singer.
You were in high school.
Yeah, you know. I remember. I could rap a little bit. You know, I was like Wiz Khalifa just without all the other stuff that, you know, Wiz Khalifa is really good. I was really good too, just never was able to make it like Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah. Some could say that.
You know, yeah, others consider me like Wiz Khalifa. Some say I am Wiz Khalifa.
Some do say that.
I mean, I'm not going to be the one to say that, but I kind of do feel like Wiz Khalifa. It's like, whoa, Larry, how do you know so much about music? Oh, it's just me. It's just me. And it's me and Wiz, and you know it's me and Wiz. Yeah, we're like one and the same.
Pretty much.
I don't even know why he gets to be verified on Instagram. Like, what did he do that I didn't
and
do?
And are you?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's a problem.
That is a very big problem. That is exactly what I'm talking about, because it's like the Constitution. I'm trying to write in the Constitution.
But now that you've taken like what, Gov Law?
Yeah.
And you're the Constitution?
When I became the Constitution.
Tell me about that. Please
nobody
tell me
thought
about
I could do it. Everybody thought that it was against the rules. Some people even said it's not constitutional to become the Constitution.
I disagree with
that. Yeah, I disagree. And like, yo, I put in the hard work. I put in the dedication. Now let me write my little bit of the Constitution.
Exactly.
Like, I just don't get it. Sometimes people act like they can just write stuff down and then, like, you know what I mean? And then, like, you know.
And then it becomes, like, a big thing or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like, come on now. Like, we all just want to write down stuff and just, like, follow, like, you know. Like, just write stuff down.
Yeah, exactly.
What if I want to draw?
Right, what if you want to draw?
Yeah,
like, do you have a new, like, creation coming out soon?
Yeah, you know the vibes. It's Saturday night and everybody just wants to draw. And it's like, what if I don't even get my chance to draw?
Did you?
No, professors get really mad when I draw in class. It is like,
that's a problem.
It's a big problem. It's like, you, like, I kind of already took your class last semester. It's my turn to do what I want to do.
Right. You got to put your input.
It's all about my input. And, you know, in the sing-along, you know, it's the magic and it's Dora and they're walking down a road and they're like, get your boots ready, you know, and then you forget how the song goes, but it's like, row, row, row for your boy because you are celebrity and this is your Disney Channel. I need you to create your Disney Channel. You live. Ooh, this is the Constitution and you're listening to my Disney Channel.
What motion of the magic wand would you do, Larry?
No, I just
You know, like the Disney Channel intro?
You know, yeah. You know, the Disney Channel. It's like, Larry, are you ready to do the Disney Channel? And it's like,
would it be like a heart? Like what is that? Like,
well, I don't even know what love is yet. And, you know, they're trying to explain love to people who don't even know what love is. Like, I'm a little kid. Like, you're trying to tell me I'm ready for love when I didn't even get the text back yesterday. Like, I'm texting people they're like, yo, Jesus. Larry, I'm not interested. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, but that's what love is. It's complicated.
It's complicated.
You know what I mean? It's complicated. Are you ready for love?
I don't know, Larry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes I don't even know if I'm
You know
ready.
What? I bet you there's like a magic school bus segment about love.
Oh, I bet, because you're
what,
on your own
path. What do you
think path?
The magic school bus would say
Well,
about
you know,
love?
You're on your own path, so you just got to keep going on the magic school bus because it's you. You're riding it. You got to let yourself ride your own school bus. That's called the magic school bus. It starts with you. It starts with love. It starts with yourself.
Yep.
Just like the founding fathers intended. You write the Constitution. You do the Constitution. You make the Constitution. Same thing with your school bus. You got to do the school bus. You got to ride it. And you got to create your own school bus.
Exactly.
Nobody else can do that for you.
You have to do it for yourself.
You know, Katy Perry is somebody. She's one of the most famous philosophers.
She definitely has ridden a magic school bus.
Yeah, like she just knows the vibe. Like it's a vibe. And it's like, oh, I see you, Katy Perry. You know, because you're hot and you're cold and you're yes and you're no. You'll figure it out once you get to where you want to figure it out. You know, let's see what Katy Perry says about the magic school bus.
Yeah.
Katy Perry, oh, you changed your mind like someone changed their clothes. Oh, I'm so, you know what I mean? You know, it's like the philosophy, you know. It's the Aristotles, it's the Socrates who are in the textbooks, but the Katy Perrys, they're going to make it in there one day. You know, sometimes you won't see them, but other times in 20 years, that's going to be the textbook. That's what they're going to have. So, you know, I'm introducing you guys to a whole nother level of philosophy, but, you know, don't take my word for it, because when you're wrong, when you're right, no, when I mean, like, I want you to meet, be like, when you're wrong, but you know you're right, I need you to do that in class. You know, you got the right answer. It's like, professor, I'm right. I got it. I got it. 2 + 2 = 8. And you know what they say, that you're wrong, but no, you're right. And you got to tell them because you're on your own magic school bus. That's you. You're riding your own magic school bus. That's what I mean when you're on your own magic school bus. You know, you're riding your own ride. That's what I mean. Like, because when you get an answer wrong in class, like, just because 2 + 2 = 4, that doesn't mean it can't equal 8. Because if you put in the work, you put in the dedication, it can equal whatever you want it to equal. That's what I'm talking about when I say your magic school bus. Charlie, do you get what I'm saying?
I extremely agree with you.
Yeah, like, I can't believe...
That's just what... Like, because... You could be right and wrong.
Yeah, you can be right and wrong. And
you
that's
can
what
totally
you
be right.
Yeah,
and
that's
wrong.
Why I try to explain to professors. And then they kick me out of class. Like, I'm being, like, disruptive. Like, no.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, like, I've got the right answer. Like, right. Sometimes they got to understand. Like, later
it's all about the hard work and dedication.
It's the hard work and dedication. It's,
nope.
You know, people just don't get it these days.
Nope.
Like, the textbooks that they give us are not about me. Like, I kind of wish that they were all about you, like, because that's your textbook. Like, they're trying to prepare you for the world. Go learn about you. You know, you're interested. You're a magic school bus. Ooh, you want to ride. Ooh, it's getting intense in here. But that's the point. You want it to get deep on your magic school bus, because it's your magic school bus.
It is, right.
You're on a ride.
The thing, yeah, exactly. And, one of the worst things about that ride, I think, is... having closed note tests.
Oh, closed notes tests. Those are crazy. It's like, whoa, what's a closed note test? What are we going to do? We got to do something.
What are we going to do?
Because
it's like in real life, you will have your notes.
Yeah, in real life, you
it's
are
like,
going to have
just
your notes.
That's how it is.
That is exactly how it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the internet is your magic school bus.
Yep.
Like, you just go on there, you find the answer, that's a magic school bus.
Yep. It's a carrier.
It takes you to some
places.
Yeah, it does.
Internet is crazy.
Oh, we're on the internet. It's a vibe. You know what I mean? It's like drawing, you know? Yep. It's a vibe.
You know, the internet comprises of a lot of things.
You know what I mean? Some people are like Katy Perry, and they want to see you roar louder than the lion, because I am... No, you're a magic school bus. Hop on your ride, because you have to roar for yourself. You can't just roar for others. Like, those closed note tests, they're warring for themselves, and sometimes they just like to talk on the test.
Exactly.
Like, no, you got to do the talking.
Nope,
it's about
exactly.
you. It's about your
you.
Learning.
It's
you're
about you
grade.
And your experience.
You do the grade. You let the magic school bus...
You got to self-grade.
Yeah, it's self grading. That's what I'm trying to say. Yep. Like, and I brought up this idea, and it's like, no, you only give yourself A's. And I'm like, no, I'm a magic school bus. Don't tell me what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're your own magic school bus.
You do your own thing.
Yeah, don't even question it.
Don't even question it.
Yeah, it's like love. Like, don't ever question love. Love is love. You never know where, you know, love. I love love, but sometimes, you know what I mean? It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking because it's like, I don't even know if I'm ready for love.
Who knows, Larry?
Who knows? Because love is, it's complicated. I can't, it's scary. It's like the roller coaster. Oh, we up, oh, we down. Oh my gosh. I can't do it anymore. Sometimes I just want to stay in the corner and cry.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
You know, I just want to go on the magic school
you
bus.
You just want to travel.
Yeah, we just want to travel.
And just explore some magic.
Yeah, that's life. That's love. Some people call that Aristotle and Socrates. I call it Larry and Charlie.
Yep.
They're going to look back and be like, how did these guys know, you know, how to create, you know, how did these guys write a textbook? And we're going to be like, we don't even write textbooks.
Yeah, we let everyone do their own thing.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? That's the point of the textbook. You create it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do what a textbook tells you. Do what you want to do.
Yep.
And, you know, Katy Perry, you know, I just want to hear.
She definitely has
She just knows so much about the world. And, you know, Carly Rae Jepsen, call me maybe.
Yep.
But
call
is,
me.
Is she ready maybe? To take on the world? Call me maybe? I don't know. Let's see. Let's find out.
Yeah.
You so bad, we magic school bus riding, so call me maybe. You know, I love that about, you know, it's how to look right at your bit. You know, just listen and perceive the words. So bad, ooh yeah, I miss you bad, yeah, you. Oh, I miss you so bad. I hope you know that. Oh, I'm so excited sometimes. You know what I mean? That's how you got to view your magic school bus. You know, you miss it so bad. You got to incorporate your love into your own life. You know, that's the vibe. That's what we're working with. It's drawing. It's pictures. It's painting. You're on the wall. I need you to paint yourself. You in art class, they tell you to paint Picasso. No, you are Picasso because you made it. You made it. Congratulations. It's like you take of 101. You become the Constitution. You take psych. You're a therapist. You know what I mean? That's the vibe. That's the vibe. You know, it's a vibe. Charlie, ain't taking class. It's a vibe.
It is. Taking classes is a vibe. Like, I'm taking physics.
Oh.
And I just did a lot of physics homework tonight.
Whoa, but you're becoming a physicist after the class.
Not only that, I think I am becoming physics.
Oh, too. Whoa. He's like, taking over, like, the subject.
Just like how you became the Constitution after taking Gov Law.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean?
I am now physics.
It's a vibe. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Professors don't take me seriously when I tell them I'm the Constitution. They don't get the vibe sometimes.
They don't. I think you should try to, like, bring that up with our president or, like, the Supreme Court.
Yeah, the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
That's a path.
That is a path
we
to
gotta
justice.
Go there. This exactly.
Is, we need you on the Constitution.
I'm ready to write. Everybody, you know, land of the free. You know, I'm ready to write.
I heard they're just, like, pretty much giving away amendments now.
Yeah, like I have to try to get a free one. You know, just a little freebie.
Just talk to you like a coupon.
Yep. Like, just give me a little coupon.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, you know, and it's not unconstitutional because it's through Congress. It's a coupon.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
like
the Supreme Court.
Yeah, like when you go to Supreme Court, it's just like Costco. Just, you know, you put the coupon in, you write in the Constitution.
Right. The Costco. Wow. Costco is the concept.
Costco is, you know, it's the same concept. You put a coupon in Costco, you get a Constitution.
Costco's crazy.
Well, you know, it's a vibe. It's a vibe.
I know you like to shop at
Costco. Yeah, you know the vibe. We in Costco. It's like, you know, we race in the carts.
You got to. Those are big carts.
Yeah, it's big carts. You know, oh, yeah, you can do damage. It's like bumper cars. One time my friends and I were playing bumper cars, and they just were like, you guys can't do that. And we were like, guys,
why?
It's Costco.
Yeah.
It's like I have the coupon.
Exactly, you have the coupon.
Yeah, like I did the Constitution, I did everything. Just let me play bumper cars in the Costco.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, like that's they get all upset. It's like, yo, it's bumper cars. I'm trying to bump. Get out of the way. It's bumper cars. Move. It's bumper. You know, it's bumper to bumper traffic.
It is, and I hate traffic.
Yeah, everybody hates traffic.
Everyone hates traffic.
I hate traffic too.
That's one of the things about living around here is you don't get that much.
Yeah,
traffic.
Yeah, you know that it's a vibe.
It is a vibe.
It's like becoming the Constitution. It's a vibe.
It is.
You know, it's like when I took engineering studies, you know, nobody thought that I could do it.
I know.
I didn't even take it yet.
But you got it.
Yeah, you know, before I became an engineer.
ES-101.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I just don't know if I'm ready to become an engineer. It's a big decision.
It is. ES-101 is pretty much just engineering.
It is, it's all engineering.
Not only engineering, but just you are an
engineer. Yeah, you become the engineer, and I'm still recovering from becoming a constitution.
You got to take it one at a time.
Yeah, it's like bumper cars. What a good it is. Sometimes you just bump carts down.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a,
it know, is what it is.
It's what love, you know, it's, man, sometimes I just wish I could go back in time.
Sometimes, you know.
Yeah, like now I'm banned from Costco.
I know for a fact the Magic School Bus can.
Yeah, the Magic School Bus, it's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, you know, we're on the Magic School Bus. It's like, ooh, you know what I mean? Like, you know, there are vibes. There are musicians. Some of them are really good. There are vibes. You know, there's the Katy Perry's, you know, Beyonce's. But then there are the roller coaster vibes and the shopping cart vibes. And, you know, I just became a therapist from Psych 110 vibes.
Exactly.
That's the vibe.
That is the vibe.
You gotta match the vibe. We vibe it. Oh my gosh, it's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's like, you know, you take econ, you become an economy.
You become the economy.
I just became the, you know, I haven't taken econ yet, but I have a lot of friends.
You have to take econ, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to become an economy.
Yeah. By the end of college, like, you will just become everything.
Yeah, you know. Right?
Isn't that how it's supposed to work?
It's difficult because everybody expects you to do everything, but I'm just an economy thinking about the world. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Just what I talked about. You're an upper tomorrow. I need you to come in and think about, are you a chicken or are you an egg, and which came first? Because that will determine that which magic school bus if you're ready to ride.
Exactly. It's all about the path that you choose to take.
It's a vibe. I need you to go into class tomorrow and be like, the answer is 20 when they ask you what 2 times 2 is, because it's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yeah. It's you know what? I just really, you know, it's been so much fun with you guys. I really want to thank you guys for tuning in. You know, we'll be on next week.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sometime. We might even do one during the week, you know what I mean? Keep it open. You know what I mean? It's a school bus. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
You know, you want to ride? Oh, we ride it. We find it. Oh, it's bumper cars at Costco. You put tomorrow, but seriously though, put your coupon in, raise your hand, and tell them about the time you became the Constitution. This is the Pear Man. You're listening to the Pear Man presentation on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you next time.